We understand the importance of the soldier. The soldier symbolizes the strength and protection of our country. They represent all the men and women willing to put their lives on the line so that the people of our country can go to school and work for another day. They are the act of love and devotion to our country. But when asked what the importance of our veterans are, it seems a bit harder to answer, because we tend to think less about the no longer active members of our militia family who were also in service risking their lives. If they are no longer active, what do they symbolize? First, it is important to think about the veterans who are no longer with us, the veterans who fought for the United States to even be a country in the first place. We have them to thank for the very ground we stand on and get to call ours, the land that we have that unifies us, the land of the free and the home of the brave hearts who founded it. We should think of the ones who went through America's Civil War, fighting with the very people they stood with to claim and unify our country, then having to work together to rebuild it. Think of the lost generation going through the atrocities of the First World War, fighting in a horrifying war that no one was prepared for, coming home in a way nobody came home from war before, having experienced the first tests of modern warfare. Think about those who bravely entered the Second World War only 20 years after the first one. The children who watched veterans come home critically wounded from World War I allowed themselves to be taught and followed the example that was laid out for them. This allowed them to know why they were fighting and led them to win. Think about the courageous Americans who were sent to Vietnam, who fought for not just their lives, but for their fellow Americans. The same souls who came home to not just support and love, but dislike, discouragement, and disgust from the same people they protected. The people who fought in a war that took so much from them only came home to fight another one. The ones who felt shame when they should have felt respect. These are all American veterans who fought in wars that were before the time of this generation who helped outline what we have today. Their sacrifice still affects us. But to give a modern example, think of Rick Yarosh, a man who joined the army in the early 2000s. While patrolling in Iraq, his vehicle was hit by an IED. Rick was left with burns and permanent scarring. He went through challenges unimaginable to most. After facing everything he did, instead of giving up, he now goes around with organizations like Sweethearts for Heroes that give anti-bullying assemblies to schools across the nation, teaching love and acceptance. I was one of the lucky children to attend one of his assemblies, and even luckier to years later meet him personally by chance. Mentors who work and show kindness and love like him stand out to people of any generation. Because of his kindness and clear compassion to educate the youth of his country, I will never forget him and how he inspired me. Veterans like Rick are our modern-day reminders of how far acceptance and tolerance can bring us in many aspects of life. Whether they be a veteran who had fought in the ongoing war of terrorism or someone who fought in a war 200 years ago, any veteran has one thing in common, and that is being an ongoing example, educator, and a constant reminder to those who are able to be a part of the nation they protected. They are examples for all to look up to, thank, and follow. They are educators of love and tolerance. They are reminders to the youth and to the naive why we should rise for our pledge to the flag of a country we get to call our own. They remind us why we put our right hand over our beating hearts during our national anthem, because it is them who had the whites of their eyes go red from crying their tears of blue and heartbreak watching brothers and sisters fall around them, all our brothers and sisters who no longer have beating hearts. We need them to remember why being proud of our nation and being patriotic matters. Showing them we appreciate and love them is only done by following the example they laid out before us, by walking along the path they carved with bare, selfless sacrifice. So to put it into retrospect, their importance is to make sure all Americans know why what we have is important and worth our allegiance and protection. So whether it be a veteran from the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, or the Space Force, we should thank them for their ongoing service and exemplary guide they will always stand for.